Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let us go on to a little football now, and we happen to have an authority in that sport.
Who we got?
WIP's own football expert and reporter, Elliot Shore Parks, who's with us. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Elliot, we got some questions about what went down yesterday in the final day of minicamp. I guess the biggest story is Howie Roseman has reassumed the GM title. Why?
Yeah, I mean, I think this shows that the whole time he didn't have it was really kind of out of respect to Joe Douglas and to make Joe feel like, which he was a part of the process, but now that Joe is gone and he's in New York, I think adding the GM title really just asserts what we all knew, which is that Howie is running the show over there. He gets the GM title. And it's at the end of the day, it remains his decision. But I think he never had that title out of kind of respect for the working relationship with Joe Douglas.
All right, but that makes me nervous because it's kind of an acknowledgement of how important Douglas was, and now his voice is not there anymore. I'm trying to understand the new guy, Andy Weidel. What can you tell us about him? Does he have the same kind of record that Douglas did for personnel?
Yeah, they've kind of been attached at the hip. They were viewed as like a package pair when they came to Philadelphia, and honestly, I'm stunned that he didn't go to New York with them. And the Eagles keeping Weidel, if you told me they were going to lose Joe Douglas but would keep Weidel, that's kind of the best-case scenario where you still end up losing Douglas. They view things a lot alike. They've come up together. They scout players similarly. So the Eagles keeping Weidel probably didn't make Douglas very happy. I'm sure he wanted to bring him to New York. But not only keeping Weidel, you keep Ian Cunningham, who was also Joe's kind of right-hand man. So they kept a lot of the same scouts and structure that Joe Douglas put in place, which I do think will help soften the blow of losing him to the Jets.
You clear a lot in my mind with that answer, Elliot. So they had like 12 promotions, and these, I'm going to guess, were some of the people Douglas would have loved to take with him, but the Eagles made sure they were so well taken care of here that they wouldn't leave to go to New York. Is that how that played out?
Or they just didn't let him go. I mean, the people were still under contract. They still had a year left, but Joe Douglas and Andy Weidel, when they came up, they worked together in Baltimore. And, you know, they kind of learned their whole system of how they scout players, how they draft them, how they grade them. So by keeping Weidel here, keeping Ian Cunningham here, they keep that same kind of structure in place. They do lose Joe Douglas's ability to simply scout players, but having Weidel and Cunningham will keep things a little more normal than they would have been otherwise.
Right. I feel a lot better having that information. All right, now one other Howie question, because this is really fun. Apparently, because Howie Roseman signed Carson Wentz to the deal that he did, roughly $32 million a year, Dak Prescott in Dallas now wants $34 million a year. And Howie has complicated the negotiations in Dallas. First of all, does Dak deserve more than Carson? That's number one, Elliot. And number two, will he end up with more money than Wentz?
So I'm not sure. I don't think Dak is a better player than Carson. I think Carson is more talented. But when you simply look at their resumes and you take the names off of it, Dak has a very strong argument to make more money than Carson. He hasn't been injured. He's won the division title twice. He's been in playoff games. He's won a playoff game. So if I'm Dak and his agent, I'm saying I absolutely deserve more than Carson Wentz does. Now, I don't think he'll end up earning that money and be worth it if they do give it to him. But I do think he has a very strong argument to get more than Carson, which is probably why, as you mentioned, Howie did this now before guys like Dak and Jared Goff signed it.
I'm not with you on that one, Elliot. I don't. Here's the problem I got with that. Dak has had Ezekiel Elliott the whole time, and Ezekiel Elliott has made Dak's job a ton easier. And Dak started with a great offensive line. It's not as good now, but it started great. That was the year Ezekiel put up the big numbers. I don't think it's that close. The only thing Carson has against him is the injury thing. Dak is not in his league otherwise. True or false? So
I agree talent-wise, he's probably not in Wentz's league. But you look at what Dak has done. He has a ton of fourth-quarter comebacks. Like I mentioned, he has won a playoff game. And you mentioned the talent that Dak has around him in Dallas. Well, Carson has a ton of talent around him this year. If Carson has a good year, is it only because of the talent around him? Like, I get what you're saying, but at the end of the day, the results are what they are. And if the Cowboys sign Dak, they can feel pretty confident knowing they're probably going to compete for the division title next year. And, you know, he's going to be there. He's going to be consistent. He's not going to be hurt. And injury history matters a lot when you're signing these deals.
All right, Elliot, how much talent does Wentz have? You just watched them at the OTAs and the minicamp. How much talent is on that offense now?
I think that if Wentz plays 16 games, they're going to lead the NFL in points per game. And I don't
wow.
think they really don't
wow.
have, they have no excuse not to. With the receivers they have, the running backs they have, even the offensive line, the first team offensive lines look really good, even with Vitae in there at right guard. I think this team should score in the high 20s every week.
Oh, my God, that's all, and some 30s and maybe even a 40 or two, right?
Every once in a while, yeah.
Oh, man, that's so that – and so and Wentz has looked really good, Elliot. How's he look?
Wentz has looked really good. He for the minicamp portion, he looked really good the first day. Second day, he had two interceptions, one of which was just a fantastic play. But I think the most important thing for Wentz is he's simply getting these reps. Last year, I think he threw the ball something like 40 times during those three practices, and they were split between first and second team. The last 3 days, he threw it over close to 70 times, and that was all with the first team. So he's getting a ton more reps. He looks healthy, and I think that's going to be a huge benefit for him this season. So he's played well, but the more important thing is he's healthy, and he's getting these reps with Deshaun and all the first team offense.
All right, there is no argument but from anyone that offense isn't better than 17's offense. How's the defense look right now, Al?
The defense looks okay, I would say. I still have some concerns about the pass rush, which I think is why the Eagles' offensive line has looked so good. The Eagles' pass rush really isn't what it used to be. A lot of it's going to come down to Fletcher Cox. We saw last year that with Brandon Graham, him missing the entire offseason with a foot injury really impacted him. He said it a lot himself. So, I mean, he really kind of ruined his whole year up until the end. And if Fletcher Cox has that same kind of fall off due to the foot injury he's dealing with, that is going to be a major blow to the defense. So I think when you're comparing 2017 to this year's roster, I do think defense was better in 17 than this year's defense.
But if you had to say right now, at this stage, overall, which team do you like better, 17 or 19?
It's a good question. I've been thinking about it a lot, and I still think I would go with 17. And the reason I would go with 17 is because of the pass rush that team had, and honestly because of the backup quarterback situation. I mean, look, Wentz has not been able to stay healthy. I like Sudfeld, but not having Nick Foles on this roster, I know he's not a starter, so people don't really view it as, you know, comparing teams, but having Nick Foles was huge, and them not having him this year, I think, offsets the addition of players like Deshaun Jackson.
All right, Elliot, there's a reason I bring experts on. I'm at the Borgata right now. I don't know if you heard. Sports betting is entirely legal. And there's some proposition bets I'm looking at right now that I need your input on. All right?
All right.
Let me start with Carson Wentz. 10-1 to win the MVP. Yes or no? Should I put 100 down to win 1,000?
Yeah, I think that's a good bet at 10-1. If he stays healthy, he should be expected to win the MVP, and I think he will win the MVP.
All right, NFC. I only see two other teams that can do it. That's why I think this is an intriguing bet. 6-1 to win the NFC.
So it's good odds, but I would just say this, that even if Carson has a monster year, it's really hard for quarterbacks in their first year in the playoffs to go in and win multiple playoff games. So I don't like that bet as much, but I agree with you. The Eagles are one of maybe only three teams, I think, have a realistic shot to win it.
All right, but he's never been in a playoff game, but he stood on the sideline a lot. That doesn't help,
true.
Huh? All right, I guess that doesn't help. One more. Here's the big one. Super Bowl victory, another parade, 15-1. What do you like?
Well, if I had that Angelo type of money, I might do that bet. But for everyone else, I think that at this point, like I said, Carson winning the Super Bowl this season, his first year potentially in the postseason, seems like a stretch to me. So I don't think
15-1. I put $1,000. I got 15 large, Al. Come on.
Yeah, or you're out $1,000 if Wentz gets hurt again. So.
All right. You know what I just sensed from that? You're not much of a gambler, are you, Elliot?
No, I'm not.
See, there you go. By the way, none of that was my money. It's Jonesy's. He's got like nine jobs. He doesn't
make the bets, then. There you
the
go.
The guy's, man, he was in a hot tub yesterday. Come on, the guy's loaded.
Hot tub.
Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Do you see that ticket for St. Louis?
What's the show? Guy that, what's that?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.